I'm Head of Investor Relations of KUKA, and I want to welcome you to KUKA Automatica's FAIR Capital Markets Day. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentations there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn over the call to KUKA CEO, Dr. Till Reuter.
Thank you, Andreas. Also, a warm welcome from my side and from Peter Mohn's side. You've seen a couple of colleagues have taken seat here at the conference. Let me also introduce you shortly. Did you know who is speaking to you today to you? On our right side, we have Manfred Gundl, CEO of KUKA Robotics, a long-standing partner in the team and for more than 25 years in KUKA. On my left side, you have Frank Kliemann, CEO of KUKA Systems, mainly responsible for Asia and Europe, talking about the application of the EVA. And we have Christa Algona, development head of Sunrise, of the software development in the KUKA laboratories. And I think today with Peter Mohn, my partner in the board, CFO, we are happy to also answer your questions. You often see Peter and myself, but today you have also the opportunity to talk to the colleagues, to have special questions to the colleagues. And I think you should take the time and the opportunity to ask questions, more technical questions about the products and also about maybe market potential. But let's start. I'm very pleased that you were able to join us today. Some of your faces I've seen last night. Because today is a very special trade show for us this year. Some of you would say Automatica is always important for us, but this year it's even more important because we present a new dimension in robotics, the LBR EVA. It will not only transform robotics, but also the entire automation landscape. A robot capable of working hand-in-hand with humans, into which all the safety systems are integrated, needs no extensive and costly peripheral equipment like sensors. When mobilized, the robot can move from workstation to workstation, which you can see later on our booth. Our systems, robotics, and laboratories entities have joined hands for the FAIR to present you solutions that offer our customers more flexibility and scalability and better efficiency. And we want everything from one hand, from one source, from KUKA. KUKA has grown strongly in the past few years. The goal is always to be to grow profitable. And today KUKA offers a broad range of industrial robots, covering nearly any payload range. Clearly working on the range even more, but we cover nearly everything between 6 kilo and 1.3 tons. The strategic focus of our company is to expand into general industry. With the launch of Kai Agilus 2 years ago at Automatica, we have added a variety of product variants to our portfolio. KUKA is expanding into Asia. And here also the idea in Asia is to grow the general industry part. We took a major step in that direction last December when we opened the new factory in China, in Shanghai. And it was important that we want to be physically present where our customers are situated. Clearly, if you grow and if you grow in Asia, you have to adjust the organization to match these strategic objectives. In particular, and some people have asked it frequently, we have expanded our sales and marketing arms, both domestically and abroad. So also sales costs and sales people have been added. And that's important also to grow further in the general industry markets. That's today. You know the topic. So what's happening in the future? In the future, we'll be able, and is it possible, to offer new automation solutions, thanks to the availability of new robotic systems. No protective fences, robots will work hand-in-hand with men. This will help our customers to automate new select sections of their production systems. I will show you some examples. They make them more flexible and scalable and boost efficiencies of our customers. KUKA is with a new product and also with a global scale in outstanding position to take the lead here. Not only do we have the key component with the robot, but also with systems division we can offer total solutions and already have within KUKA extensive experience to apply the LBR EVA. The Asian markets, you see today, but we also will have new opportunities in the future. Here, too, we are working on new robot types to serve the markets in Asia. So in future, KUKA will have to serve new customers located in new regions of the world, and we are organizing ourselves to serve the customers to focus on sales and marketing for these customers. New technologies. We live in an age of networking. Many people communicate online using Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp. We are living in a world in which things are happening today which could happen, which we could not have imagined a few years ago. This trend will not stop at machines and robots, and we will work on this trend. The factory of the future will be enhanced accordingly. Just an example. A workpiece will be moved on an automated platform from KUKA, from one process machine to the next, assembled by robots from KUKA, and then testified or finished. Process machinery will order its own spare parts, and robots will deliver them, robots from KUKA. Flexibility and speed will make robots the key component of this digital fabric. And I think it also shows that the robot is the key component for 4.0, for the new industry, for new solutions. We see at KUKA several phases to this revolution in robotics. Assuming that industrial automation was the first phase of the revolution in manufacturing systems, the second era began with the introduction of a sensitive system such as the LBI EVA. In case it needs repeating, sensitive safe robots are able to work with the humans without requiring protective barriers. By adding a mobile platform such as our new lightweight LBR FlexFellow product, we have already reached the third phase of robotic revolution. The systems are smart and because they are capable of sensing the environment and they can navigate autonomously. These are key elements of the fourth phase. In the fourth phase, everything about perception, about learning. So we are between the second and the third phase, but also it's important that KUKA has expertise in all four phases. And we aim to accelerate these developments, and we at KUKA want to set new standards, and we today want to explain you how KUKA is going to set new standards. So having these three phases for Industry 4.0, what's happening? The lightweight robot, that's an example how robotic, how EVA will have a revolution in the automation and in the way we assemble products. The lightweight EVA is the core product of a new sensitive generation of mobile robots that are easy to program, easy to adapt to ever-changing application, and thanks to unparalleled safety, systems can work hand-in-hand with humans. When vision systems and smart navigation tools are added to their mobility, these robots not only become ideal partners and helpers for industry, but also for the service robotics and healthcare sectors. The LBR EVA can be used in a wide variety of applications. It automatically will show you a number of non-industrial uses, for example, a camera robot for a television studio. Unlike manual positions of a camera, the robot solution offers soft, shake-free camera motions. The robots are so sensitive that they can also be used, for example, in hospital kitchens to store serving trays or to relieve nursing staff. Just to give you an example of the automotive industry, you know we are number one in automotive in the system and also in the robotic side. For quite 2 years now, we have been working with Daimler on a joint development project examining the robot or the man-machine cooperation with the IVA. Clearly, the new automation concepts available thanks to IVA, especially for our new customers. Now, what we can see on this page is that the car body shop is already highly automated. You can also see the paint shop where you see an automation degree of 80 to 90%. But what you can also see that final assembly is still done very manually for the most part. Quite often the type of work done in this area is either non-ergonomic, so overhead, for example, or monotonous or hazardous. Those typical examples where we see further automation potential also for the automotive customers. We want to grow GI, but also we want to safeguard and want to further grow automotive. Doing assembly work such as placing rubber stoppers in assembly openings on car bodies mean that workers have to toil overhead the whole day on a very monotonous task. This is an area where the lightweight EVA can relieve workers while people do other less strenuous jobs. As KUKA Flex Fellow, the lightweight EVA is mounted on a mobile platform to be used as stand-in whatever task is presently most urgent. For example, it can be moved to a machine tool to feed or to extract parts. The operator can then perform other tasks, such as quality control, while the machine is handling the components. You can see that man and machine interact, and they can work more efficient together. Now, you see everything is orange. Also, the lightweight EVA is our core product. We need a key to open new markets outside the industry. The key is called Sunrise, KUKA's new controller software. It is based on mainstream IT, namely Java, the IT world's most common programming language. In other words, we at KUKA are matching the pace of the IT industry to penetrate new markets of the future. This enables us to tap the expertise, speed, and experience of millions of software developers around the world to expand and improve our hardware for new applications. Our vision is that our customers will be able to use Sunrise and KUKA Cloud to quickly and flexibly develop applications for their own use. Hardware-software solution, I've seen the chart before, but I think it's still important. It's very important because it's paving the way for the future. How will KUKA position itself in a way in Industry 4.0? How will we be part of automation? KUKA is well positioned to shape the new dimension of automation. KUKA has been helping shape the world of automation for the last 40 years, during which time the field of industrial robotics has been expanded dramatically. High volume and increasing market consolidation make industrial robots usable in an extremely wide range of markets. The power-to-weight ratio and energy consumption of robots have been mechatronically optimized. That's the horizontal part of the chart. KUKA has been involved in service robotics for many years. KUKA robots are used in entertainment and healthcare. Increased safety, autonomous navigation, and easy operations are making robots into all-around helpers that can permanently change our lives. This applies to efficient services at the workspace, in public spaces, and at home. It means that industry and service are merging together. A new market is being created. The new field of robotics is based on mechatronics, so the engineering side, and standard IT software systems. Algorithms and cloud-based software infrastructure will become additional key technologies to make this reality. The component LBR EVA, KUKA presents a new controller generation, so the software side, the vertical side, KUKA Sunrise. It's based on Java, a programming language the whole IT world understands and is using. In other words, having the hardware and having the software with the software, KUKA is keeping the pace with the rapid value evolution of its environment, in particular about the IT industry. What you can see in the horizontal and on the vertical side is our product expertise mainly coming from KUKA Laboratories and KUKA Robotics. It's important that we also have with systems and with RISE in-house process knowledge. So sophisticated know-how is needed to offer customers the best solution. So you have the right base, but you need a solution based on the general the base program. You have to develop applications, especially in challenging ones such as gluing, for example. At KUKA, we can combine the components, so you have the hardware, in the end, the mobile phone. You have the software, and we can offer also a solution, the app for a program. And this offer we can all offer from one single source, from KUKA, and will allow us to deliver maximum flexibility and efficiency for our customers. This is our vision, to pave the automation in the future, and I'm happy now to hand over to Manfred Gundel to give you more detail about the LBR EVA in more detail. Thank you so far.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk about the industrial revolution. Industrial revolution in robot-based automation. Human-robot collaboration. Industrial revolution is called in the context of key technology which brings profound social economic changes. Industry 4.0 or physical cyber systems. What does it mean for robot-based automation? Production in Europe often means full automatization, in which the person substantially in the planning and maintenance of flexible automation plays a role, but not in the production itself. In many cases, a sliding degree of automation makes sense. Part of the task is hereby supported by the robot, the other part of the human. Human and robot work hand in hand and complete each other perfectly by their complementary skills. Now, please, allow me to first give you an overview of the evolutionary side of automation. First, assembly, you see the human loads, unloads, and perform the work. In the middle, the robot takes over the process step. The human is still responsible for the logistic. And on the right-hand side, you see full automatization. The robot is responsible for the processing and logistic. A main reason for automation is the poor quality of products manufactured by hand. Personnel costs also play a significant role. In China, personnel costs are rising at double-digit rises every year, increasing the pressure to automate still more. Nevertheless, manual production has its advantages, in particular for smaller series and the high diversity of variants, but also for intricate steps which are difficult to automate in the moment. What are the advantages of humans versus robots? Humans are not fixed to one place, can be deployed where they are needed. So from the robot side, you need the mobility. Human senses and perception, seeing, feeling, are unbeatable. So from the robot, you need the sensitivity. Human hands represent an extremely flexible gripping instrument, whereas a robot requires a new tool to be designed for each task. And humans can learn new tasks very, very quickly. But each robot task must first be programmed and simulated. So you need programming by leading. With the manual task, you have a very high flexibility, but aging society and a limited productivity. Full automatization, you have a high productivity, but little flexibility and no reaction of volatile markets. So the solution is the production assistant. Robot farming. Robot farming will meet the requirements of an aging workforce for a higher flexibility, a higher productivity in response to volatile markets. Human skills combined with the repeatability, precision, and stamina of the robots. The production assistant makes production more versatile than ever before. Do we need protection principles for human-robot collaboration? You see, I would say, yes, we need. What kind of protection measures exist for human-robot collaboration? The robot always keeps its distance from the humans. Recognition of humans immensity means by internal, external, sensoric. The robot stops before it collides with the humans. The robot can come into safe contact with humans is the other one. One special designed robot, what we have is the Albert Eva. Smooth structure with a large surface areas as possible. No sharp edged or pointed parts on the robot workpiece. The robot must be able to recognize when it traps a human to limit its force in order to avoid injuries. The Albert Eva was specially designed to come into safe contact with humans. With joint force torque sensors in every 7 axes, safe position and velocity monitoring, safe collision detection. This is enabled by a position controller. The Albert moves to the program position. A stiffness controller, the Albert Eva behaves like a spring with stiffness and damping. Crevision controller, the ABF behaves as a weightless movement results of the application of the slightest external forces. Here you see the landscape of a factory. From the types of full automation to various human-robot collaboration scenarios right up to cooperation and mobile robotics. While scenario 1 to 3 can still be addressed using industrial robots, scenario 4 and onwards use the sensitive robot Lightweg EVA. With safe position and velocity monitoring, safe collision detection and force monitoring, the ABR EVA brings this function within inherently. The goal is to develop and testing based operation tests, cutting, screwing, or fitting. Targets are recognized standards from the commercial utilization of human-robot collaboration in the automotive industry in performance level D, category 3, to obtain the release of the Occupational Safety and Professional Association. In the following, I will guide you to the scenarios. I will start with the full automatization. Here you see no person in the workspace and no contact. The robot works separately from the worker. Workspace divided between worker and robot. Safeguard is the safety fence. No direct interaction between human and robot. Worker is never in the robot's workspace. The traditional automation. Second, the limitation of access. No person in the workspace and no contact. Workspace divided between worker and robot. When touching the floor mat, the robot reduces the speed to safe stop. The secure hold, the employee may enter into the workspace of the robot. Present detection. Application with industrial robots without safety fence, but there is a laser scanner installed on the top. Human in workspace for a short period, contact only when the robot is in standstill. Worker can enter the robot workspace, but only when the robot is at standstill. When the robot is in motion, the worker must leave the workspace. Intervention zones. Here you have the continuous interaction, contact only when the robot is in standstill. The safeguard is part of the robot's safety functions. The integrated safety concept of the ABR EVA eliminates the need of further safeguards. Worker must no longer leave the workspace while robot is in motion. Continuous common workspace, but contact is only possible when the robot is in standstill. The advantage, upstream and downstream tasks are also possible during robot motion in a common workspace. The condition, safety position and velocity monitoring, safe collision detection and function monitoring. The ABR EVA brings this function with inherently. Assistance, continuous interaction and here contact is possible. This means that the worker shares a workplace with the robot. The robot increases the worker's productivity. This means that the robot executes the non-ergonomic tasks, such as handling components from material supply, which are not suited to the worker, improved ergonomic workspace. Collaboration. Here we have continuous interaction, unlimited contact and collaboration. Human and robot work together in one workspace and depend on each other. The worker grasps the robot, save manual guidance and move it. For example, the robot leads the process. By touching the robot stops. The worker grabs the robot and moves it. Take over the process by the human. the human brings the robot back, and the robot takes over the process. And last, the Champions League. Here we have collaboration and mobile robotics. Continuous interaction, unlimited contact, collaboration, and mobility. Differentiation between location flexibility and mobility. Location flexibility, the robot is brought from one place to another within a room. And mobility, the robot moves on its own. The mobile robot systems must therefore be safe, must not present any hazards. KUKA will provide a safe and autonomous system which can navigate freely. All this product of the future called Arena 2036, we see now concepts to human-robot cooperation and robot farming. The target of adaptive production concept are reduction of investment, adaptive degree of automation, and increased diversity in terms of variety and quality. So 2036 is too far away, so Frank realized new concepts. I will pass to Frank.
Thank you very much, Manfred. Now the question is, what do we do now with this fantastic machine? What are the solutions we can offer? We have here really a new generation of robots, and the question is, what are the solutions with that? And I can tell you every day we are looking for new solutions. Every day we have new examples together with our customers, what we can do with this machine. And KUKA Systems is working now more than 2 years on this human-robot collaboration solutions, and together with our colleagues from robot and together with our development department, and I can tell you nobody else in the market has this knowledge what we have today in this area. Before I come back, yes, to the LBR, I shortly want to show you what are activities we have in systems today. So what are USPs we are working on? So the one is, of course, a human-robot collaboration, where I come back later. The other one is the efficient use of energy and resources. So we are working on solutions where we can offer lines and equipment what has a lower energy consumption than our customer is specifying. So we are working on simulation tools here, and we are able to show our customer at the beginning what his equipment will use later, what energy consumption he will have, and that also is a USP. We are working in the KUKA systems. On the other hand, we have new concepts, new systems in our standard business, for example, in body structure. So here you can see some new equipment we have developed this year. The pulse system will be integrated in September, first time in Chrysler, and that are solutions. We also have really USPs here. Coming back to the LBR, I like to show you in this movie what can we do with the LBR. So, you know, we are always talking about versatility. And, you know, if you go in the canteen, it's 11:30, so nobody is there. You can put your dish on the conveyor, no problem. If you go 12:30 in the canteen, so a lot of people, so the people are not able anymore to bring back their dish. So in this time, you could easy, put in a robot. Who is helping you? You can see here the sensitiveness of the robot. You see there's no optical sensor or something. You see this easy gripper we have here. So and the robot is able to find the position of the dish. He's able to find the position of the conveyor. So no additional equipment. It is very important if you compare the robot to another solution where you have a robot with sensors, with safety fences and so on. So here you can see nothing is necessary, and you can see this solution also downstairs later, so we will show that today. So what can we do with this now? So as I said before, if we discuss with our customers, we have the clear demand, okay, they want to have this versatility. That means one day they have to produce 100 cars, the other day they have to produce 300 cars. So what we can do is we can change the level of automation in the production, and with that we have a complete flexible solution or production. So today we have a digital situation. So even we have a manual manufacturing, or we have a full automation manufacturing. It's not possible to have something in between. With our new concepts, we can change it the level very easy. So we can have a half or a semi-automation solution. So we can change it. You can say every day with this flexible solutions we have with this LBR today. The question is, how do we come to this complete versatile factory? So we are starting with the processes today. So we have this single solutions like screwing, joining, that we are working on. For that we have a big library now, what we can do with a robot that brings us to standards and cells, and of course in the next step to a line. After that, of course, the next step will be, and on this level to create a line we are today, the next step will be to install a complete shop or factory with this flexible solutions. A lot of people are talking about Industry 4.0. A lot of people are discussing about software solutions, but nobody is discussing about the mechanical solutions. And I would say with this flexible robot, we have this mechanical solution also for Industry 4.0, because we don't have safety fences, so we can change every day the production as we need. So how do we come to these solutions today? You see on the gray fields the standard process, what we have, how we come to an order, how we do the planning for a new line or a new production. The target is this HRC production concept. And what we are doing today is we do the process analysis. We are developing our human-robot collaboration expertise together with a professional association. We have a lot of tests and a lot of test installations where we check this, also together with the professional association. So they are many times in our company to check what is possible. And of course, in all of that, we have a focus on cost efficiency and new factory concepts. And I like to show you one example. How do we come, or what is the output, or what is the solution out of that? So we have sold a human robot collaboration cell in the general industry. It will go to the company Siemens. So we will deliver it in September. And you can see here on the left side what is possible with the manual solution. And you see the number of parts per shift, that are 330. And with our solution, we can work through all the breaks, so we have no stops. We have no interruptions because of logistical items, and we can increase the number of parts to 430. And with that, we have an output of 30% more, and the calculation shows the return of investment will be lower than 2 years. So that, I think, is a good example to show the cost savings, what we can do with this machine. And coming back to the target we got from our customers, so you see here on the button a typical curve how the production is developing. So at the beginning, we have a ramp-up curve, so the customer needs or starts with a manual solution, or can start with a manual solution because you don't have so this big number of parts. Then we have this ramp-up curve. We need more automation. Sometimes, you know, the cars are not selling, so they have to reduce again their production. And with our solution, it's really possible to change the automation level, as I have shown at the beginning, you can see daily. So to change, and you can see our KUKA Flex Fellow, so in 10 minutes you can change from an automation solution to a manual solution or the opposite. And we can cover all these peaks or the other way around with our solutions, and we can use it also from line A to line B, as you can see, or product A to product B. So you are very flexible. You can change the automation where you need it or where it is needed. We have here some small examples. You know, we have our own production in the U.S. Where we produce the Jeep Wrangler, and we are installing there also a solution with the LBR. That is in an area of the final assembly, typical total manual area. So you cannot bring in here a standard industrial robot with safety sensors and so on. There's not the space for that. So, and we can easily bring in here our robot, and this is working together with a human, and is of course safe, and it's a very difficult ergonomic situation, and we can help the operator with our solution here. There are other examples. So and if you look here, you can imagine we are talking yesterday about medium-sized enterprises. And if you imagine you have, I don't know, 10 machines or 20 machines, so you can use this flexible robot like you need it. So if you have to change the product, for example, you can the worker, the operator can do it. And in the meantime, the flexible robot can work on another station, so every time you can change from manual to automatic solution. And the final example I like to show you, you also can see that downstairs, is where we bring in the plugs in the body of a car. Every car, the operator today has to bring in 200 of these plugs. So if you see in the evening his thumb, you know, every time you have to bring in this plug, you have to do it over his head. And with our solution, we can bring in that with the robot. We can also bring it in again with a human-robot collaboration solution. And on top of that, we have the complete quality check with our robot, because he is able to find the hole and to know if the plug really precise installed or not. And that is also one of the examples you can see downstairs, what brings a reduction of bad ergonomic situations. And of course, we can increase also here the efficiency of the product. So far, the part of the systems or the integration part, and I think I hand over to my colleague Chris Tarragona.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm the software guy, so we are talking a little bit about software today. We see and we heard just a lot of examples about or use cases regarding the Albert Eva, and we see Albert Eva in a lot of more use cases than we heard today. We see it as a coworker, as an assistant who helps medical staff in a difficult surgery. We see it as a companion who helps handicapped people. And the question is, what makes the Albert Eva so powerful, so flexible? What makes this excellent piece of hardware that amazing? And of course, I'm the software guy. It's software that drives the Albert Eva. Makes it so powerful. With Dell Aiva, we are introducing Sunrise, a new controller software, specially designed for sensitive and safe robotics, but even more. So before we are going more into detail what Sunrise exactly is, let me illustrate with reference of two examples the significance of software. My first example is an old example, but it's always a good example. This is a smartphone. This smartphone, you have a lot of computing power today, and you have a few sensors. And there are over 1 million applications available for this device. So it's software that increases the capability of this device in combination with a few sensors. And this is what the chart tries to express. If you have a sensor-based robotics, if you put sensors into a robot and add software, the software increases dramatically the capability of this robot. Of course, the Elba Eva is my second example. The Elba Eva with software, he can feel you, he can touch you, he can measure, he can assemble, and so on. So software is really the driving factor in this amazing product in combination with its sensors. So now let's have a closer look on the Sunrise control system. Sunrise is a control system, as I mentioned before, for safe and sensor-based multi-kinematics. And this chart shows some key features of the Sunrise control system. So first of all, I want to mention that Sunrise is a highly modular system, so you can easily adapt the system to all the requirements of different markets. We are supporting open interfaces in the future, so we want to enable the community to develop software modules to increase the capability of Sunrise and all robots that are connected to the Sunrise control system. That's a very important step. So, of course, we have addressing safety, human-robot collaboration with Sunrise. We have an integrated safety controller, which makes it possible that the Elba Eva interacts with human without safety fences. And we have other features like object-based motion. Let me explain a little bit about object-based motion. It's a new programming paradigm. If I command a robot to grab this glass, and after grasping this glass, I can command the glass itself. And this is an interesting concept. If you have multi-kinematic applications, for example, you're grasping this glass with two or three or four robots, then you still even only have to command the glass. You don't have to take care about how many robots are moving this glass. And this is a very interesting concept and gives the users the capability or it makes easier to realize multi-kinematic applications. And this is a new paradigm we are introduced with Sunrise. And of course, I mentioned it before, human-robot collaboration, but also hand-guiding programming, gesture interaction, all this is possible with Sunrise and such an amazing hardware like the Eva. So, but we also have to build a software ecosystem around Sunrise to address our global markets and our new markets. You see here in this chart, a very important step here is introducing or enabling the community to develop software for Sunrise and for KUKA. It's not only it's us, our partners, research institutes, startups. We like to see it that enables or realize their ideas on their potential on our KUKA technologies. So we will provide KUKA standards and KUKA software toolkits that this makes possible that the community can realize its ideas. And of course, since we have a highly modular system, we can also address some kind of decentralized development. So we want to make it possible that we have, for example, developed an arc welding package in China and make it available through IT mainstream technology, KUKA marketplace, for Brazil also. So IT mainstream technology in combination with Sunrise makes the globalization very smart. Again, speaking about IT or mainstream technology, Sunrise uses mainstream technology, as we always do by KUKA. So, for example, we are using standard PC hardware, and in the future maybe mobile hardware that reduces our costs for every controller hardware. And, till Mr. Reuter mentioned it before, we are programming, the user can program its application in Java. Java, as a mainstream IT language, is very, very used by a huge community. And, of course, since we are using IT mainstream technology, we can also easily connect to operating devices like tablets, smartphones, or other any future devices like glasses or whatever you can imagine. So, speaking about a little bit about Java, I give you a few numbers. There are over 9 million Java developers out there. So we have a huge community and huge potential out there to realize ideas or realize solutions with Sunrise. Another example is that we have over 3 billion devices out there running Java technology. So thinking about the Internet of Things, it is easy for Sunrise to connect to these things, to these devices. We are using Eclipse as a tool, a software tool, and Eclipse is an open source tool. It was developed by IBM, and I think it was IBM spent over $40 million in this tool before releasing it as an open source tool in 2001. Since 2001, a huge community further developed this amazing tool, and we are using it. And this reduces costs, this reduces development time, so this makes it possible to accelerate the time to market. So, with my last slide, I want to give you a visionary outlook to the future, or maybe in the near future, I hope so. You see that Sunrise is able to realize solutions, sensor-based, multi-kinematics, mobile robots, and, of course, human-robot collaboration. But we can do even more with Sunrise. Since it's highly modular and uses IT technology, we can take parts or we can outsource parts of Sunrise into a KUKA cloud, and this gives us a lot of advantages. For example, it's quite more easy, or we can reduce costs regarding software distribution, because we have a lot of software in our cloud. It's not necessary to deliver or to send software on hard disk or USB sticks or whatever. Another important point is if you have parts of our technology in our cloud, it is better for IP protection. So our IP lies in the cloud, and so it is safely and not open as maybe today. And, of course, if you use cloud robotics and have access to Sunrise to all our robots, then we can easily make a global management of software and our robots, but have a centralized management of all these parts. And that's more exciting if we have sensor-based robotics, we have data from the sensors, and if we can collect them, we can learn from them. And if we can learn from them, we can enhance the applications. I give you a few examples. If we get all the mechatronic data, if we know how our customers are using our robots, then we can optimize our next generation of robots to fulfill better the requirements of our customers. Another important example is taking robot perception into the cloud, for example, a vision system. So today, again, the smartphone voice recognition is not running on the smartphone. It is running on the cloud. This is the reason why it is so good. If you have similar models, for example, for robots, if the robot sends the picture or the video stream into a Kuka cloud, it is more and it's better and more easier to analyze that and give the robot back, for example, a better grasping strategy or whatever the robot needs to do that application. And of course, with using Kuka Cloud Robotics and software Sunrise, maybe we have new business models, so we can sell simulation as a service, not as a software, as a service. We can sell preventive maintenance, and there are lots of more possible business models we have to check on it. So this is the future. This is the future of Sunrise and the future of Kuka Robotics. So this is the reason I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be here at this point, at this time. And thank you very much for listening and sharing our visions. Thank you.